everybody, and appreciate you being here. Item number two is approval of previous minutes from October 15th, 2024. Anybody want to make a motion on that? Oh, we also have Santa Clara. Ben's coming back in.
Is he a voting member?
Santa Clara is, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're fine then. Even if Michelle Randall can't
say it. Motion on the minutes?
A motion that we approve minutes from October 15, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Item three is consideration of ratification of all action items from Tuesday, October 15, 2024.
I motion that we ratify all actions made on Tuesday, October 15, 2024.
Have a motion?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
Well,
this is kind of interesting, eating and conducting a meeting at the same time. Financial update.
Okay. So, for our financial update, our total bank balance, this was as of December 11th, we hadn't received November or December revenue yet, but our total bank balance is $5,801,360. Obligated funds, $4,262,974. And so available funds, $1,538,986. Of those available funds, $693,231 in the preservation fund, $738,381 in the construction grant fund, and $107,373 in the construction revolving fund. So we are still expecting two more months of revenue in 2024 for November and December. They just haven't been distributed yet.
Did everybody hear that? Any questions on the
yeah, roughly what kind of numbers are those? I mean, what's the anticipated, yeah, for those 2 months?
So, our average in 2024, we were getting $170,000
okay.
each month. So,
we got another $350,000 coming.
About, yeah.
The interest allocation comes once a year, don't
that? Yeah, that interest allocation last year was, it was quite substantial. I want to say it was like $200,000, so.
Camille, where's the actual source of all the funds? Where they're coming from, where they're generated.
From the DMV?
Is that the sole source?
And interest. Yeah, we get $10 per vehicle registration. And then the state takes a little portion for their administration fee. So.
Very good. Any other questions on the financial report? Okay, item five, action items and approval update for the 2025 Master Plan Corridor Preservation Project List. Bob?
Just to remind you, each year we have to pass, it's legislation required that we pass a priority list. It's not necessarily a priority list in that they're not in priority order, they're just in alphabetical order, but your corridor has to be on this list in order for you to obtain funding this year. So at the first meeting of the year, we always update that list. We pull over all of the corridors from the previous year, and then we ask each of you to nominate corridors that you'd like to put on for the next year. So we came out with that list. It was part of your packet. We've got 11 different ones. The change this year, one of them was a removal from St. George City on 900 East Street, Virgin River Crossing, also known as Heritage Bridge. That got pulled off of their master plan. They're not pursuing that with the new bridge that they've got going in. The rest of them were from Washington City and Washington County primarily. Washington City went through their list extensively, then updated their master transportation plan and had quite a few needs that were identified there, and so you can read them on here. I won't read them individually. Washington County, we had an offer to sell us some right-of-way for Diamond Valley Drive, and it wasn't on the list. And in conjunction with UDOT, we're looking at reconfiguring that intersection up there. 8500 North is a better location for the intersection that feeds Diamond Valley. And so we're looking, there's a study going on, so we want to add that entire system to the list. So 85 North and also Blake and Goopa Road, we'd like to be able to add to the list so that we can acquire right away as it becomes available. So that's the update, if anybody has any question on that.
So, yeah, quick question. So this Gap Canyon Drive connection into the Western Corridor connection on 91 it's not there, I'm sure.
Gap Canyon Parkway,
is it?
George is already on the list, yes.
Okay, great.
What we tend to do is do the shotgun effect, kind of gather every possible corridor that we have. I think we have all of UDOT's corridors, just in case we acquire it. It's not anything that we have to acquire. It's not anything that we really have to debate on whether it's a good corridor or not. It just has to be on the list to be considered. You can
gotcha.
Always later on say that you don't want to acquire property, but it needs to be on that list.
Thank you.
What's your timing to know about the Diamond Valley idea, application, whatever? Because we have some private property owners that are seeking access to 18 that would like to make sure that the distances between intersections are right. So
yeah.
We
met this morning with UDOT. They're doing a intersection study on those two intersections. It's going to have to wait for that intersection study to pan out before we want to give any approvals or land use approvals. This right away that's next on the agenda came available. We'd certainly like to acquire that right away while it has a willing seller. So that one's in fluid, kind of doesn't have the zoning that they're would need for the kind of development they've got, so they're going to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
But we realize it is fast moving. As soon as sewer becomes available up there, I'm sure development will follow quickly. So that's what kind of brought it to our attention this year.
Winemakers want a willing seller.
Very good. Well, I guess I'll don't go anywhere too far because we're on to item six, action item, which is Washington County's request for $85,000 in funding from the Preservation Fund to pay for
Victor,
the
real quick,
we
have to
act on that last one?
Yeah, we need an action.
Oh, I didn't see the action item.
Otherwise, we can't go to the next one.
I apologize, yeah. So, I guess I need a motion on item five. Thanks for bringing that up.
Move to approve the 2025 Master Priority Corridor Preservation Project.
Second.
So motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, now we're on to item six.
Yeah, this next one is a request from Washington County for $85,000 from the Preservation Fund to pay for right-of-way for Diamond Valley Drive. If you're familiar with Diamond Valley Drive, there's a LDS church on part of it. That was a one-lot subdivision. We acquired the right-of-way in front of that church at that time, but on either side of it. We've never officially had the right-of-way. We've just used it as a prescriptive easement. But we do have a willing seller now. There's been appraisal done, showed for $75,000. We're going to need some money to pay for the appraisal, to pay for some survey, to pay for some closing costs. And so that's why we're requesting up to $85,000 from the Preservation Fund.
I'm just curious, how many acres is that? How much
ground
that was?
Yeah, 1.6 acres. And it's all right away. That for some reason, the original land seller sold off the land except for the road and remained owner of the road itself. They didn't even really know they owned the road, I don't think. But they've been paying taxes on it all these years, and so they're motivated to sell it, and we'd sure love to have it.
Victor, I'll make a motion. We approve action item six, Washington County, $85,000 from the Preservation Fund to pay the right-of-way for Diamond Valley Drive.
We have a motion and second on item six. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes. Well, that concludes our agenda, unless there's anything that someone would like to bring up as a discussion. Well, with that,
I move adjourn.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I just did.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.